Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are...
The Romies!
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm. Live from the Los Angeles Travel and Adventure Show.
Rory and I have had the huge pleasure of being able to perform at Fiddler's Crossing, which is in Tehachapi, California. And we love going there. We love Fiddler's Crossing because they're a very cool venue, very small, quaint, and cozy. And it makes us happy to be there, just some great people that we've met. And it's not too far from LA. So it's a really nice, like if you're gonna come visit Southern California and you're gonna be in LA and you wanna take some day trips or something like that, you can head to Kern County and there's a lot of fun things you can do and see. So Tehachapi is one of the cities in this area. And I am here at the LA Travel and Adventure Show and I'm here with Savannah Maldonado and David Chavez. And you guys, tell me a little bit about who you are, what you do, and then what are some of the cool things we can see, do, eat, experience in Kern County, which is where Tehachapi is.
Yeah, so actually Kern County is one of those regions pocketed in between LA County, and it's one of those really diverse areas where you got mountains, you have deserts, you have rivers, you have lakes. You can do everything from rafting to sightseeing, there's stargazing, lots of camping along the river. We find a lot of families come to the region and just camp. We also have an alpaca farm in Tehachapi, as well as Rankin Ranch, where you can stay in the old western cabins and horseback ride and kind of view the area in that aspect. On more of a metropolitan area, Bakersfield is growing immensely. We have the Padre Hotel, which has been renovated and has a growing downtown area with great eateries around. So you could do the new 1800, the Mark Restaurant, which is in walking distance of the hotel. And as far as Bakersfield's concerned, you can also do horseback riding out in the outer regions. And then in the Kern River Valley, David has a little bit more knowledge of the Kern River Valley, and he can kind of fill you in on that part.
Okay, because you're over, like, what part of the area?
So I have Tehachapi, also Ridgecrest area. Ridgecrest is known for aerospace. Edwards is out there. The Petroglyph Festival is one of the hot spots out there. A lot of the petroglyphs from that time are still visible. You can set up tours, go out there with family, and check out the petroglyphs that have been around for thousands of years. And that's celebrated yearly at the Petroglyph Festival.
Well, that's really fun. What time of year is that?
It's in November every year.
Okay, cool. Okay. So is all of that like the east side of the county or the west side?
East.
So you have the east side. Okay, you cover the west? Is that how this works?
Kind of. A little bit. I cover the Kern River Valley, which is Lake Isabella area, Kernville area. That's actually northern Kern County by the Sequoias. So Lake Isabella is... again, that's where the Kern River, they have lots of rafting tours there. They usually start around May, and depending on the snow melt that year, it can go up to possibly October.
Okay.
So that's one big attraction that they have up there. Lots of fishing, trout fishing up there, fly fishing, things like that. And they also have, besides rafting, they have kayaking. And then every year during President's Day weekend, they have an Old West Whiskey Flat Days out there. It's a three-day event. Takes over the whole town of Kernville. It's a really big event. It's really nice. Again, every President's Day weekend, they have that up there. And then they have a huge fishing derby up there, which actually is like in April, the first weekend of April. They have a fishing derby up there as well. So that's mainly up there. It's very much an outdoor community. It's an Old West community. So fishing, hiking, rock climbing, rafting, mountain biking, things like that.
Yeah,
pretty much a lot of
outdoor activities. And one thing that Rory and I love about living in Los Angeles is it's sunny so much of the time. You know, we barely have rain. You can expect that you will generally have really good weather so that you can plan to do a lot of these outdoor activities. So where can people learn about you guys and get more information and kind of dive deeper into just some of the things that we've scratched the surface with today?
So for our main tourism website, we have visitkern.com.
Okay, and that's K-E-R-N.
K-E-R-N, that's the Kern County Tourism Commission's website. And then each of our chambers within our city have their own visitor centers, like Tehachapi has, I think it's visittehachapi.com. So you can go to each of those chambers as well that'll have tourism information. But the main overall one would be visitkern.com.
Okay, and we will put links to all of those areas on our show notes. So you guys, please visit our show notes so that you can just click those links and check out what there is to see. And what's great, I appreciate you guys talking about like different events and different things, different times of year, so that you guys as listeners, you can go in and you can say, hey, I think I want to visit Southern California at this time of the year. There's going to be something fun that you have going on, and they can kind of just, you know, plan that extra day trip, or, you know, plan to be there at those certain times to catch those areas or those events that are of interest to them. So thank you for sharing that. You know, it's nice to plan in advance and know what you're going to be looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
And then find all your other adventures along the way that you didn't plan on, because that always happens, doesn't it?
Exactly.
All right, cool. Anything else you want to add?
I just say make the trek. It's close. There's so much to do in such a unknown area. It's a big area to cover, but you have so many options to do it. So just try out a couple and you'll really enjoy it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you guys. And y'all listening, make sure to check out your show notes so you can dive in deeper. Thanks.
We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.